This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Feeling like everything is going against you recently? Maybe you've been cursed. Welcome back to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, where this week we're looking at curses and their many forms. From ancient folklore to modern superstitions, curses have captured the human imagination for millennia. We'll be delving into the history, myths, and legends behind some of the world's most famous curses and explore the different types of curses and their impact on cultures and societies around the globe. Normally, when thinking about curses, we think of Sleeping Beauty or the like.
But before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she shall prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel and die.
Oh, no.
Seize that creature.
Stand back, you fools.
But are real-life curses much different to those we see in movies? A curse is a form of malevolent magic or spiritual energy that is believed to cause harm or misfortune to its target. Curses can take many forms, from verbal curses that are spoken aloud to written curses that can be inscribed on objects or in books, to supernatural curses invoking through rituals or spells. One of the most common types of curse involves using words to harm or wish ill upon someone. This can be done intentionally or unintentionally and could be spoken directly to the target or whispered behind their back. Ooh, makes you shiver, doesn't it? Verbal curses can take many forms, from simple insults to more specific ones wishing someone would fail or suffer. Written curses are curses that have been inscribed on objects or in books, and these are often found in ancient texts or on cursed objects, such as cursed tombs or cursed jewels. The curse can be invoked by anyone who reads or touches the cursed object, and the effects of the curse can vary depending on what is written. One of the most famous written curses is the curse of King Tutankhamun, which is also known as the curse of the pharaohs. This is said to afflict those who enter the tomb of King Tut and was allegedly inscribed on the walls of the tomb, warning of dire consequences for anyone who disturbed the resting place of the pharaoh. This curse gained notoriety in the 1920s when British archaeologist Howard Carter discovered the tomb in Egypt's Valley of the Kings. This discovery sparked a wave of public interest in ancient Egypt, which was soon overshadowed by rumours of a curse. According to legend, the curse was unleashed as soon as the tomb was opened, and it caused a series of misfortunes and deaths amongst those who had been involved in the excavation of the site or who had entered the tomb. The curse inscribed on the wall reads, "Death will come on swift wings to those who disturb the peace of the king." It's believed that the curse claimed several lives of those involved in the investigation, including Lord Carnarvon, who funded the expedition and who died from an infected mosquito bite shortly after the tomb was opened. Coincidence or curse? Some of the alleged victims of King Tut's curse included Prince Ali Kamel Fahmy, Bey of Egypt, shot dead by his wife in 1923, Sir Archibald Douglas Reed, said to have X-rayed the mummy and died mysteriously in 1924, Sir Lee Stack, who was assassinated in Cairo in 1924, Arthur Mace, an excavator, he died of arsenic poisoning in 1928, Carter's secretary, Richard Bethell, he was smothered in bed in 1929, Richard Bethell's father committed suicide in 1930. Carter himself dismissed the idea of the whole curse as tommy rot, but then went on to die in March 1939 at the age of 64 in his London flat of Hodgkin's disease. The mummy's curse has persisted to this day, although many historians and scientists believe that the curse was simply a superstition and the deaths and misfortunes were coincidental. Some argue the curse was invented or exaggerated by the media to sell more newspapers and generate interest in the investigation. And as you can see, the popularity of the curse of King Tut has become a testament to the enduring power of curses and superstitions. One of my most favourite films, of course, is The Mummy, the original, not the one with Tom Cruise in that one. You know the one I mean? Oh, gosh. What's he called, the actor in that one? He just won an Oscar for The Whale. Him, you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, if you've not seen the original The Mummy, you need to watch it. Absolutely fantastic. Anyway, I only thought that we were cursed, as you know, when myself and the Most Haunted team came back from Transylvania. Do you remember me telling you this story? We did a Ouija board over what the locals called the Mouth to Hell inside Corvin Castle, which was the childhood home of Vlad the Impaler. Now, I won't go into too much detail, as I have talked about this in a past episode. But suffice to say, we believed, we all did, that we were cursed. And so we went to the local church and got blessed. I remember sitting talking to the vicar, and if I talked to anyone else about the experiences we were all having at the time, they would have looked at me as if I was mad. And I really did feel embarrassed telling this vicar all these stories, but that particular vicar looked horrified and felt, he just looked so sympathetic, and he rushed us straight into the church and up to the font and started doing the blessing. And as he dripped water onto my forehead in the sign of the cross and said a prayer, I began to cry. The tears would not stop, and I felt relief and a marvelous feeling rush through my whole body. That night I slept like a log. I did feel bad though, because the vicar made me promise not to get involved with the paranormal again. Oops. Also, on one location when we were filming Most Haunted, there was a cursed chair. And many people who had sat in this simple wooden chair had apparently over the years had nothing but bad luck come their way. And when we asked the crew if they would sit in the chair, every one of them refused, apart from the show's skeptic and, of course, my husband, Carl. Both are as fit as a fiddle and are leading happy lives now. So maybe the cursed chair isn't so cursed, thank God. And by the way, I wasn't happy with my husband, Carl, sitting in that chair. A few choice words were said when the cameras stopped rolling. A supernatural curse is one of the most dangerous types of curses, invoking the aid of supernatural forces to cause harm or misfortune. Supernatural curses can take many forms and require specific rituals or spells to be cast. These can range to curses that cause illness or bad luck, to extreme cases where death and destruction is brought about. A common curse in days past were those laid by stable witches, who caused cow's milk to go dry and horses to go lame. These are often associated with witchcraft or black magic, but let's point out that not all witchcraft is bad, as we all know. In fact, here are some ancient healing powwow rituals from the 17th to 18th centuries. Now, powwow is a vernacular system of North American traditional medicine and folk magic originating in the culture of Pennsylvanian Dutch, blending aspects of folk religion with healing charms. Now, this was mainly used for treating ailments in humans and livestock and securing spiritual protection. So, are you ready? Take down notes. No, this is for the headache. Tame thou flesh and bone, like Christ in paradise, and you who will assist thee, this I tell thee, and then you use your name, for your repentance sake. This you must say three times, each time lasting for 3 minutes, and your headache, apparently, will soon cease. But if your headache is caused by strong drink or otherwise, it will not leave you soon. Then you must repeat these words every minute. So remember, tame thou flesh and bone like Christ in paradise, and dew will assist thee. This I tell thee, whatever the name is, for your repentance sake. I thought you were going to have a little shopping basket there and you're going to have to go and get sort of flowers and herbs and things. But no, anyway, maybe not, maybe further down, to remove bruises and pains. You must say this: bruise thou shall not heat, bruise thou shall not sweat, bruise thou shall not run, no more than Virgin Mary shall bring forth another son. I get covered in bruises, you know, mostly from Watson jumping up, so I might try that one. To pull the heat from burns. Never mind a good spray, try this. Two angels came down from the north, one named Fire, the other Frost. Frost said to Fire, go away, in the name of Jesus, go away. Now, to get rid of someone in your life, now I've done this one, and it worked, may I say. I think we did it twice and it did work. But let me tell you, if you do this, bad karma could come back to you. So do it at your own risk. I think we've mentioned this before on a previous podcast, but here you go. So if you want to get rid of somebody in your life, i.e. not to do them any harm or anything, you just want them out of your life and then for them to go away and live their own life, but not to be involved in yours. What you need to do is write their name down, their full name, on a piece of paper, put it in a plastic bag and put it in the back of the freezer and forget about it. Twice we did that and twice it worked. So good luck with it. But remember, it could come back to you. And let's not forget the voodoo doll, which I hold my hands up. I was very, very skeptical about this. I actually laughed. I just thought, this is ridiculous. There's no way that this works. But I have witnessed it being used twice. And as I always say, seeing is believing. And I can categorically confirm that this kind of stuff really does work. And it's absolutely terrifying. Right, now those burns, bruises and headaches are all sorted and you've got rid of somebody in your life that you don't want in your life anymore, let's go into our story from this week's listener, Wesley from Manchester, who was part of an investigation at Daresbury Hall.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi there. Just thought I'd drop you in a voice note. I've got a bit of a creepy story. My name's Wesley. And I was living in Manchester a couple of years ago, and we used to be part of an urban exploring team. One weekend, Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, we decided to visit Daresbury Hall. We'd heard a few stories about it, and it was a nice old building. We also know that in the end, it got used as a zombie game. There was like an electric chair set up. And that was like the pinnacle photo for everyone to get. Anyway, so 10, 12 was all there, all went there. We met early in the morning. We were walking through the building, taking photos, having a natter, talking about the history and what could be there. And we found, we ended up going down into the cellar. or one of the lower rooms to find this electric chair. And it'd been staged like a zombie apocalypse. So electric chairs there, there's all graffiti everywhere. Anyway, we're taking photos and one of us sat in a chair and we're all stood around while the other person sat in a chair taking photos. All of a sudden, we just heard, it was like three knocks, but not knocks on the floor, like knocks with metal. Like, you know, when you save your hit pipes, a couple of us turned around and looked at each other, but no one else heard it. It was like maybe out of the group of six, of 12, maybe five people heard it. And we all, the people that heard it, like locked eyes with each other. And then we looked at the people that hadn't heard it and we're like, did you not hear that? They were like, hear what? Like someone like knocking. Nah, there was nothing. So we just palmed it off, thought, oh, you know what, it could be anything. Literally 2 minutes later, a voice from upstairs was like, get out. And the same people that heard it looked at each other, and the same people that didn't hear the knocking before, they heard nothing. So there was like four or five of us all like, what the hell, did you hear that? But the other people obviously didn't hear it, but it was like, didn't hear anything. So the people that heard it and one other guy, we all went upstairs to see what was upstairs, where it came from. And there was nothing there. We kind of freaked out. We looked around a bit. There was no one in there. There was nothing there. All the doors were locked. The only door that was open that we could get into, there was nothing there. There was no one there. Unfortunately, the place has been knocked down now, I'm led to believe. But yeah. It was quite an experience.
Wesley, when you said, get out, I have to say, I shivered listening to that. It's so funny, isn't it? Because you're right. Sometimes you can hear knocking or other audible phenomena. And some people will hear it as it's so loud, and yet others won't. I remember being in one room when we were doing an investigation, and the knocking sound seemed to be coming from the door. The door was closed. We were inside the room. It was so loud and clear. And we ran to the door. And when we opened it, there was nobody there. It's lovely to hear your voice, Wesley. And if you go ghost hunting again, let me know what happens. Now, we've covered written and supernatural curses, and we've also done a whole episode on haunted and cursed objects. So what other curses are there? Well, some other forms of curses include generational curses, which are curses that are believed to affect an entire family or bloodline. I can think of one, I don't know if you know, the Kennedy family. I'm sure you've heard of this family, have faced a series of tragic events and untimely deaths. And they're often associated with the following notable events. There was the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, the most significant and well-known tragedy associated with the Kennedy family. And it was absolutely awful. It was on November the 22nd in 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm sure most of us will have seen that video. Absolutely horrific. His death shocked the nation and led to widespread speculation and conspiracy theories, not just the nation, but the whole world. And then, of course, next was the assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Just a few years after the assassination of President Kennedy, his younger brother, Robert F. Kennedy, was assassinated on June the 5th in 1968 whilst running for president. And his assassination fueled the belief in a curse surrounding the family. Plane crashes and accidents, they happened an awful lot. The Kennedy family has also experienced a number of plane crashes and accidents resulting in fatalities. For instance, in 1944, Joseph P. Kennedy Jr., the eldest son of Joseph and Rose Kennedy, died during a military flight in World War II. In 1964, Ted Kennedy, the youngest brother, survived a plane crash that claimed the lives of his aide and the pilot. Beyond assassinations and plane crashes, other tragedies have affected the Kennedy family. For instance, David Kennedy, son of Robert Kennedy, died of a drug overdose in 1984. Another son of Robert Kennedy, Michael Kennedy, died in a skiing accident in 1997. And John F. Kennedy Jr., the son of President Kennedy, died in a plane crash in 1999. That's, I mean, when you look at that family and you just look at all those tragic deaths, you have to think to yourself, what's going on there? Is it just bad luck, coincidence, or was there really a curse? What do you think? Let me know. And it's also worth noting that whilst these events are undoubtedly tragic, linking them to a curse is a matter of perception and interperception. Now then, this comes in from a listener on Discord, and it doesn't say who it's from, so anonymous. It says, yes, my stepdad is an antiques dealer and he bought a really old Victorian camera. The lady who he bought it from said it was cursed, which he laughed off. But the next day, he left the camera in the car whilst he nipped into Sainsbury's, and while he was gone, someone broke into the car and nicked it. The police used CCTV to find the lad who nicked it and he ran off. He then unbelievably got knocked over by a car. The camera was now evidence and the car that transported the camera broke down. Then the police station where it was held suffered a small fire, and in the end the police called my stepdad and ordered him to collect it, saying, bloody thing is cursed and we don't want it anymore. Wow! So even the police believe that the camera was cursed. I mean, the thing is, with all these things, like we're talking about the chair before with the most haunted team and would they sit on it, do you really want to take the chance of owning a cursed object? I certainly don't. I mean, you know, I've held the Dybbuk box in my hands before that was said to be cursed. We've had the doll that burst into flames that was in our home, which you know has disappeared. The day that that turns up, if it ever turns up, I will let you know. But that, again, is gone and is said to be cursed. So do you believe you might have been cursed ever? Or is there a site that you think we need to cover on the podcast, a location or perhaps something that really interests you? Please get in touch with us and share your stories. Here's the address. It's at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. We are on WhatsApp and here's the number 075-999-27537. And can I just say, I absolutely love, and I know I've said this before, hearing your voice, leaving messages. It really does. It makes my week. It really, really does. And I know that anybody listening will also love hearing your voice telling us your real life experiences. It really does make the podcast. So please don't be shy. Send in your stories, your experiences to me. I love hearing them. We are on Instagram and here is the handle. It's at Paranormal Activity Pod. You can stay up to date with the newest episodes by giving us a follow and we'll be back again same time next week. But if you can't wait until then, you can visit us at this address. It's www.paranormalpod.co.uk. where you can find options to get episodes a day early. Have a great week, stay safe, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.